You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Darren from Audio Boom, a spoken word platform for radio stations to share out their content. Today we've got a stall here because we thought it would be really good to engage more student radio stations because we have been proved to improve plays towards student radio content. So we have Twitter embedding options, Google Plus embedding options, Facebook embedding options, and we do have Twitter cards that enable users to listen whilst they're still on the social media platform.
My name is Charlotte Smith and I work at PPL, Music Licensing Company. I work in the radio department, so we're here today at the Student Radio Conference to talk to the students that are involved in their radio services at the university and kind of give them a bit more information about why they need a license and what happens with that license fee that we collect. At PPL, we're licensing a huge variety of radio stations, including the student area. We have a specific license directly for student radio stations, and I know a lot of stations are also online, so we have their kind of online station licensing that they need too. It's really important that PPL have direct contact with students that are involved in their radio stations. We're really happy to be part of the Student Radio Conference on an annual basis. We do come year after year, and it's a really great opportunity to talk to the students themselves who are involved in the radio, not just about how they need to be licensed, but also more about what PPL does as a licensing company.
I'm Tom Williams from Communicorp UK. So we're just here today talking to students and people involved in student radio about how Communicorp can help them, how Communicorp can potentially look at working with them a little bit and trying to support student radio a little bit, because it's such a great pool of talent. So we operate three brand licenses, that would be Smooth, Capital and Heart, and then we own Real Access as well. We're the fourth largest and the newest commercial radio group in the UK, so we've got sites across the country. Well, we've just launched something actually called Communicorp UK The Next Generation, which is it's a really cool scheme actually. It's trying to get, as I say, people involved in what we do and trying to give students and people involved in student radio a nice broad kind of spectrum of what commercial radio is and how it works, giving them insight, and they could be doing a variety of things, whether that be sitting on a breakfast show or being involved in production meetings or shadowing the marketing exec, spending some time with a station director or program controller. So it's a really great way that we're trying to support student radio and get them as I say, an insight and a broad more broad perspective of what radio is.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.